Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word, and I'm joined by my fabulous co-host, Miss Brown Sugar, and we want to hear from you. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435, and if you're afraid to call us, you can always email us. smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com is what ye are doing. And once again, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com is what we are doing if we're not calling, right? So, also, social network with us. If you go to the Smooth Drama group on Facebook, myself and Mr. J will add you. Shout out to Mr. J, who is the second best person that was born on our shared birthday. I just always want to say that. And just Google Smooth Drama, wherever you find Smooth Drama, add us, we'll add you back, and we can talk a taste on it. And if you want to call Miss Brown Sugar, you just hit her up, and she'll give you a phone number, and y'all can talk about it. Baking cakes in the culinary world, right?
Yeah, that.
Anyway. So, did you hear? It's such a big deal. Cardi B and Offset broke up.
I did hear, and no, it wasn't a big deal for me.
Wasn't really a big deal.
It's sad. I think it was.
Is it a big deal?
I mean, anytime a relationship, and especially if there's children involved, it's, you know, it's nothing to rejoice about, no. To be excited or happy about.
I wasn't either. I was just like, oh, somebody broke up.
That's too bad. It didn't work out.
Yeah, I didn't really, but I don't pay attention like that. I didn't even really know they were together. Like, I knew she was pregnant for somebody. I just didn't know who.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, it came out that everybody knew who, but then like, it came out after the baby was born that they were actually even married. Like, nobody even knew they were married. No. They knew they were together, but they didn't know they were married. So I guess that was like a big deal.
I'm like, they're going backwards though, right? You don't have the kid, then break up. It's like you're supposed to break up before you had a kid. Like, you know what? Let's just not do this.
Well, I'm not exactly sure, but I think they got married like right before she was pregnant, or right in the beginning of her pregnancy. So I don't know if they got married because she was pregnant, or if they had, you know, they got married and then she happened to get pregnant. But I mean, it was all kind of, you know, like in a short time frame.
Yeah, that kind of sounds like that's what happened. She got pregnant.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do the right thing. I'm gonna marry you, and then I guess it didn't take them long. Like, yeah, we probably should be together.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're trying to say that it's a publicity stunt and, you know, that the whole thing has been one. So, minus the child, of course, but, you know, just.
Okay. I mean, well, I guess breaking up is good publicity for you.
Yeah, well, she's always, you know, she keeps herself relevant for sure. Because he's blaming social media for their breakup. or for the demise of their relationship.
Okay.
Yeah, because she's, I mean, I don't follow her on anything, but apparently she's on there like six times a day or more.
That's a lot of people that are on social media like that. So, I mean, that's not really a shock to me. It's like, oh, people nowadays on social media, you know, pouring their heart out, talking about everything under the sun.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I guess it depends on if you, you know, you have someone that you're involved with and they're pretty private, because I don't think he uses it, so, you know,
right.
She spills her heart and he kind of keeps everything private.
Right. Because the whole world don't need to know what you're doing.
I agree. Enjoy.
You know, oh, he likes scratching his nuts at 5:30. Like, you know, there are some things we don't know. I use my left hand to pluck my boogers. It's like, that's what we're doing with this social media, this following people and everything. Speaking of what people do, there was a yet another death. The death that I don't get, I get, but I don't get. Another Brazilian butt death. I don't know why they call it Brazilian, because they have boobies here in America. But there's some woman had a British woman had the Brazilian bum lift, as they call it, and she died. And her husband came out with a statement. He said, don't travel abroad for the surgery. I'm like, okay.
That's it?
I mean, yeah. I'm like, you don't want to just say, hey, don't have the surgery.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, she was doing it, I guess, for you. I don't know. I'm always amazed. Yet another person has died in the booty war. I call them.
I mean, I understand it. I mean, I'm not into plastic surgery myself, but I understand like the desire.
So the desire to have a big juicy booty, yeah, I get it. But then there are big juicy booty problems, right? See, so there the women who have the big breasts and they have the big butt, they have back problems. You know, they have these pains that if you're not encumbered with all that extra booty, you won't have.
You know, I don't know. I think it's really sad that women feel like they have to go under the knife, or I don't know, some people might say disfigure themselves or feel like they need to have big breasts or a big butt, or even, you know, facial, if they need to have big lips or smaller eyes or whatever the case may be in order to, because most of the time it has to do with the opposite sex.
Okay.
I mean, there are people who do it, you know, for their own, you know, self-esteem.
Yeah.
But
right.
A lot of times it's to be noticed, so.
Exactly. I mean, big booty envy.
Yeah.
It's
real.
Big booty envy syndrome. I'm calling it BBES. People are dying in these streets over some ass, just so that I would have the opportunity to say her ass ain't real.
I mean, I don't think they're thinking about that. I mean, I don't necessarily know. Like, she was married, so I don't know what her and her husband, what their discussion was. But apparently, he was for it.
But yeah.
And that's the thing, though. If he is desiring that and he wants a woman who, you know, is voluptuous, then, I mean, do I do this and risk my life and my health to satisfy my husband? Or do I not do it and then run the risk of maybe possibly him cheating on me?
Okay. I mean, you think it's that serious over some...
For some women, the thought of it is yes. You know, I don't know all, but for some women, yes.
All right. So,
and it depends on their conversation.
So, see, this is why I've been talking about it, and, you know, we're still in deliberations over Smooth Drama University, the online college. So you want a degree in bootyology, we're going to study booty and its social implications throughout society. This is one of the implications. People dying over that ass.
Yeah.
Literally. I got to have it, and they got to have it so badly that they're dying. And the funny thing is, it's a lot of them dying. It's like after like the first couple of deaths, you would have figured somebody been like, nah, you know what? I want to live having a big booty that most of the guys are going to say, yeah, that's a fake ass right there. I mean, but maybe it's just me. I mean, most of the fellas know when it's fake. And so, yeah, it'll look good to like get up close, get that up close inspection, and it's like, yeah, that's not real ass.
Yeah, but it's so many women that get the butt injections or get the whatever, the augmentation, and have men falling over them, or, you know, like you had discussed a few weeks ago about the women and the hair and the eyelashes. Well, those women stay with a man. They keep a man. So if I was a woman that was interested in keeping a man or having men after me, then, yeah, I probably would do a weave and eyelashes and, you know.
You know, I'm just going to say this. And I know if you're listening, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the other one. I see women that got all that extra fake stuff on, and I'm just like, it's unnerving to me. It's almost like some scary Halloween shit. I know. You're like, yeah, but it's more. I don't see it, and maybe it's just me. I don't have the eye for it. But when I see it, and there, it's a certain look. It looks scary to me. It's almost like the time I watched the it was a Halloween special with Michael Jackson, and he didn't really have on makeup, but he looked scary as hell. Yeah. And that's how I see a lot of the women with all that fakeness on. It's almost scary, like. And you ain't got to do it because you're naturally beautiful. And you'll say, no, I'm enhanced. Hey, I don't see it. Your natural, you make the beauty, not the makeup. It's like, so if you need that power to be beautiful, I don't know. That's just
yeah, me. But for every man that's thinking like you, for every two men that have your opinion and, you know, actually want a natural woman, there's five men that don't mind. Maybe they don't love it, but they don't mind. I've been told by men that when they see a woman that has all that, to them it shows that she takes care of herself. So if she has the hair and the eyebrows and, you know, that she spends time on herself and, you know, she has the nails and all that stuff. So I don't know, you know, personally, I don't know.
I'm saying, is that really spending time, though? So somebody else does your eyelashes. I mean, yeah, you put on the makeup, but everything else, the nails, I mean, is that really taking the time? I don't know.
Well, you're taking time to enhance your appearance, so you want to look your best.
Okay, if that's what that's called. Okay. All right.
I mean,
so.
I don't know. I don't do any of it, so I don't know. I just know I've been told, since I don't do any of it, that, you know, why I should do it.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll take that as an advisement. This is, we're going to go on break. This is Big Boy, Kill Jill.
Are you kidding me?
All right, right, welcome back to Food Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word and Miss Brown Sugar. That was Big Boy, Kill Jill. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Or you can hit us up at 1-800-I-HATE-SMOOTH-DRAMA. No, I'm just playing. All right, so I'm going to ask you. You know, it's been a phenomenon. I guess they're saying that there are a lot of guys who are asking women to record consent videos. What do you think about this this new phenomenon out there? So it's like dudes is pulling out their phones, but not videotaping women. Like, hey, say this is consensual before we do it.
I think it's sad, but I also understand, you know, everybody wants to be protected.
Yeah.
It's, you know, a safety issue at this point.
Well, I remember when, I believe Nate Newton from the Dallas Cowboys, if you went over to his house, he's like, hey, on video, so you know what's going down. This is it. So, you know, if you was doing it at his house, it's like, hey, it's on video, so you can't come back and say, he raped me. Nah, we got the video, pimping.
Yeah, I mean, I remember in the 90s, they had the whole consent contract. That's what I remember. This video thing is like, wow, like, for real? But, I mean, I understand it. I mean, if I was a guy, and especially if I, you know, was in a powerful position, I probably would do it.
Yep. You ever had a guy say, hey, we got to record this?
No, because if I did, then I would leave. I wouldn't. Yeah, because then that means that we really didn't know each other. So I really would have no business being there in the first place.
Okay. Right. Yeah, I thought it was interesting. This is how we're doing it. But I guess I'm not rich and famous enough to actually have to talk about that type thing. So yeah. I guess if I wasn't a thousandaire and I was a millionaire, It would probably be different circumstances.
Yeah, and that's, you know, yeah, and if I was, like, even, like I said, if I was a guy and I wasn't, you know, I was a millionaire and, or was in a position of power, then, yeah, I probably would do it if I was, you know, casually being with someone. But as a woman, if a guy, you know, and it was a casual situation, then I would be like, well, you know what? I think maybe we need to just stop and take time to get to know one another. Because I feel like if you feel like you have to do that, then...
Well, no. I mean, what we're talking about here is... Now, say you were the CEO of a company and there was somebody at the job and, you know, or you were just the CEO of a company and somebody wanted to get to know you, whatnot, and it kind of came off that way. I mean, you wouldn't consider it?
I mean, to me, I feel like any time, it's just like, I mean, I don't know, because I've always, it's, in a way, it's like a prenup to me. I feel like if you really need documentation or something to, as a safety net, then maybe that person you're with is not the person you should be with. If you, you know, don't necessarily, I don't know that person or trust that person, then yeah, maybe that's just not what you should be doing.
Yeah.
And I feel like even in a casual setting, even more so in a casual setting, if you feel like you need to do that, because if it's just casual and I have to worry about you coming back, if you're not here for your enjoyment, like I'm here, then yeah, maybe this isn't for us, me and you.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, speaking of casual enjoyment, you know, over the years, well, we won't say over the years, we'll say for centuries, people have played, well, not played, but paid for blessings. And, you know, people who are religious, you know, they want to become one with the Lord. There's always been angles on preachers and how they can help their flock. I have here I want to say a video, but it's actually a recording about, and it's a Birmingham pastor. He's on hidden camera, blessing, well, for better words, he's blessing the pussy. I can't describe it. All I'm gonna do, it's a minute long. Y'all just listen, and then we gonna talk about it. It's one of the funniest things that I have heard in a very long time. I have heard and seen some things in my life. It's different.
I do, but let's go through the process and let's just see what happens. So pull them off of them, and I can help you. Okay, let me help you from here. Now, and so what this does, and I'm always real discreet with your regular parents, so I folded them and laid them there. And like I said, what these do, these are prayer panties. And by me touching them and helping you put them on, and the way we do it, this will help. So you just keep that in mind. Step in the knees. Okay? Step in the knees. Yeah. Yeah. This is good. Now, allow me to pull them up. Yeah. This is good. All right. And it don't claim that you need a lame blind tail or a lover. And what I'm doing here is just touching your knees, because if they are not, you know, touched and stuff, you end up using those, and you end up going into, you know, your own ministry there. You don't need to do that. But yes, Lord. All right.
What that was the good Reverend, whatever the hell his name is, down in Birmingham. He's saying that she had on sinful panties, and so what he wanted to do was to put on some other panties. Like I've blessed these, I've sanctified these panties. And so he pulled them up, and you noticed that he had the, whoo, all right, he had that supreme enthusiasm pulling them panties up, and he was, I'm touching your knees, because if I wasn't touching your knees, you might go into ministry with your knees, as opposed to the panties.
What?
It's the Reverend. He was blessing. He had blessed these panties. So he had her take off her unblessed panties and had her put. He didn't put them. He didn't have her put them on. He put them on for her, because those panties needed to be blessed.
Hmm.
It was, yeah. It's a real video. So how do you feel about having the pussy blessed?
Oh. I don't know. I never thought about it.
Yeah, you know what?
I mean,
sometimes your pussy may be cursed. You know, the devil.
Okay, so I agree with you on that one.
Okay. So the devil is swirling around your vagina. So this reverend, this Birmingham pastor, he's like, you know what? I'm going to sanctify the pussy. We're going to take your cursed drawers off because it's been next to your cursed vagina. We're going to take these off. And I'm going to put on these blessed panties. You know, sort of like, you know how they have the holy water?
Yeah. So, I mean, I understand the concept because they have the prayer cloth.
Yeah. And so those are the cloths that, and so, you know, I'm sitting up here like, you know what, maybe we need to do some cleansing here at Smooth Drama. You know, so we're gonna do spiritual cleansing. So, ladies, you know, I'm gonna open up Smooth Drama Ministry, and I'm not even gonna charge you no money. You know what? This one's on me. So, we're gonna have you take those panties off, and I'm gonna put on your cleansed panties. I'm gonna help you out.
Okay, so since I'm not a pastor or a woman of God, I guess you can say, and you're not one, who's blessing
me? Hold on, we're all children of God. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but you need to have that anointing in order to do something like that.
Anointed by who? No, I'm just saying, if you're one in the spirit, you're one in the spirit, hey, you're anointed. I'm saying. See, I mean, because we're spiritually based. And so you have the right, like, you know what? I'm going to burn this sage. I'm gonna cleanse these draws and your uncleansed draws. We're going to take them off. And I'm going to put on the cleansed draw. It's a whole ritual. It's a whole situation. We got to do it all. Make sure.
Yeah, and I'm not saying what he did was right. I'm just, like, trying to prevent you from, like, a lawsuit. Not to say that he's not. I mean, you're promising something that may not happen. I'm not saying that he is, you know, that he's not going to be sued, but.
I nothing. All I said was, I said, hey, cleansing. You know, we need, people do all kinds of cleansing. Some people do the colonic. Some people do the spiritual cleansing where they do the, you know, some people, they do the confession so they can cleanse their conscience. There's all kinds of cleansings that happen every day. And so what we're saying here, it's not necessarily about, I mean, because realistically, are we saying people who are quote-unquote religious that they're actually in contact? You know, they got the people who say, yeah, God calls me. God called me on the phone. I'm dreaming and God's talking to me. Yeah, okay. And I'm saying we have the right intention. So I'm not going to get sued because anything that we do, it is sensual. So I'm saying, hey, if you want me to cleanse your panties, I will cleanse your panties. I'm a nice guy like that.
Okay. I don't know.
You know, I'm looking out for the best interest of you in your genital area. You know, people do stuff for their face. People do all kinds of things. You know, go get your hair and your nails done. And some people get their vaginas waxed, whatnot. And I'm saying, why not get it cleansed? Spiritually cleansed. Let me cleanse your underwear. Because, see, the underwear is right next to the area, right? So that area where all, you could say there's some negative energy that has been input in there. And so we are trying through drama ministries to dispel that negativity that is in your vaginal area. We're going to cleanse your vaginal canal.
Oh.
347-826-4357.
Oh, goodness.
Can we cleanse your vaginal canal?
Okay.
Yes.
I don't have any words for you. None. I was in shock and disbelief listening to him. And I am still in utter shock and disbelief listening to you. So I'm at a loss of words.
Yeah, a loss of words. That's it. That's all we got.
Yeah, that's all I have. I'm so serious. I am at a loss of words. If you get one taker on that, please share.
That is all up to that person. I mean, some people won't be private with their. So.
Oh well, okay, yeah, you're right. All right, I'm just, you know. Yeah, I just feel sorry for the woman who was in that position with the pastor.
We are not allowed to do that. See, because you're talking like she ain't that 16-year-old girl that R. Kelly was peeing in their face. Nah, this is a grown woman. This is a grown woman.
Okay.
And she probably went to the pastor like, you know what, pastor. I feel like my pussy is cursed. She wanted her pussy cleansed. And pastor was like, you know what? I got a solution for you.
Okay, before you talk about cleansing, can you just ask people to email you who feel like they have a cursed vagina? I want to hear that email.
maybe the cursed vagina might be a bit much. I don't know if folks want to cop to, hey, you know, my vagina's cursed. It's just like, yeah, it wouldn't be too many people that's like, yeah, I got it, my penis is cursed. It's not gonna be a lot of folks that's just going like, you know what, I need my dick cleansed. It just those words are not synonymous with how people talk, right?
I'm just trying to figure it all out. I'm trying to figure out how they even got into a conversation.
Well, we
about,
you know,
holy panties and H, not W.
Yeah.
Because basically he's giving her some sanctified underwear.
Right.
And I'm just wondering how that conversation even came about.
Hey, listen, I see you look troubled. See, let me just say, you know, he's preaching. He's preaching to his flock. You know, he's giving them the word. And, you know, you look out and you take the pulse of your congregation. And he looks out and he sees this sister. It's like, you know what? Sister, you look like you got something on your mind. Why, yes, Pastor. I do have something on my mind. I don't feel so right. I don't feel quite as fresh. He's like, you know what? You need some sanctified panties.
You know what this reminds me of? The first season of Insecure when she did that rap on Broken Pussy.
Right.
So,
and so
maybe,
he's trying to, he's trying to prepare the pussy. Boom.
So maybe.
Yeah, we gonna, wow. We gonna leave. It done went on too far. I done went way down the deep for no reason.
Yeah,
but,
you went down the rabbit hole for sure.
Yeah. I
but now that you brought it back, it kind of like triggered some things for me. So I'm like, oh, okay, well, maybe.
All right. Well,
okay.
We're going to go on break on your trigger. We don't want you to be trigger happy. This is J.O. KOP.
Go. Go. This is what you call a flip. Take he from a car to brick. Bentley from his mama whip. K.O.D. he hard as shit. This is what you call a flip. Take he from a car to brick. Bentley from his mama whip. K.O.D. he hard as shit. This is what you call a flip. Take he from a car to brick. Bentley from his mama whip. K.O.D. he hard as shit. This is what you call a flip. Think he from a car to break. Bentley from his mama with K.O.D. he hard as shit. Wow, niggas been cramping my style. Blowing my high, they wanna reply. The number one question is how? How does it feel now that you won? How much you worth? How big is your home? How come you won't get a few features? I think you should. How about I don't? How about you just get the fuck on my dick? How about you listen and never forget? Only gonna say this one time, then I'll dip. Niggas ain't worthy to be on my shit. Haven't you heard I'm as cold as a tip? Tip of the ice, but that tip is titanic. Don't tiptoe around it. My shit is gigantic. As big as the fucking Atlantic, I'm lit. Bitch. This is what you call a flip. Take he from a car to brick. Bentley from his mama whip. K.O.D. he hard. Shit. This is what you call a flip. Think he from a car to brick. Think he from his mama whip. K.O.D. he hard as shit. This is what you call a flip. Think he from a car to brick. Think he from his mama whip. K.O.D. he hard as shit. This is what you call a flip. Think he from a car to brick. Think he from his mama whip. K.O.D. he hard as shit. I grew up only pure to love. My mama, I got my pursuit of blood. I'm hanging out and they shoot up the club. My homie got pharmaceutical plug. I brought the drug and it run through my veins. I think it's something that's numbing the pain. Don't give a fuck and I'm someone to say. Don't give a fuck
yeah.
And I'm someone to say.
I
just
sit
daily. So much anger, this anger, this anger, this anger should pay me. If practice ain't perfect, I'm practicing, baby. If practice ain't perfect, I'm practicing, baby. Platinum is riding in back like Miss Daisy. Platinum is in, I own masters is pay me. Y'all niggas tapping so last and go daisy. My nigga still crack like it's back in the 80s. No, young nigga, he acting so crazy. He stuck a few pants and he jacking Mercedes. He shoot at the police, he clapping old ladies. He don't give a fuck if them crackers don't hang him. Bitches be asking, where have you done lately? I sat a few years like my left name was shady. My life is too crazy, no addict can play me. My life is too crazy, no addict can play me. This is what you call a flip. Take keys from a car to break. Bentley from his mama whip, K.O.D. he hard as shit. This is what you call a flip. Think he from a car to brick. Bentley from his mama whip, K.O.D. he hard as shit. This is what you call a flip. Think he from a car to brick. Bentley from his mama whip, K.O.D. he hard as shit. This is what you call a flip. Think he from a car to brick. Bentley from his mama whip, K.O.D. he hard as shit.
Power.
Green.
Money.
We
could. That. Mean.
Hey.
And the strongest drug of all. Love.
Together you guys move. Rumble. Smooth Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word, and Miss Brown Sugar. That was J. Cole, KOD. 347-826-7435 is the call in number. Once again, that call in number is 347-826-7435. Oh, man. I mean, I just need to mow them down now. Kind of roll through everything. first, I'm just gonna say my dumbass of the week. I don't really have one. I mean, there's a few candidates, but you know, I didn't see nothing that was out there that was even worth mentioning. But I do have a hater of the week though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hate. I hate you.
Hater of the week is me. I am the hater of the week.
Who are you hating?
Man, I've been watching all week them praising George H.W. Bush. This evil ass cracker. I mean, everybody say, oh, it was Reagan. No, it wasn't Reagan. It was him. Reagan was known to not have his memory, right? Everybody knew he had that all. George Bush Sr., he had no Alzheimer's. He's a former head of the CIA. So any bad shit that happened over the past 30, 40 years, he was directly involved with it. So remember the Contra thing, the selling the drugs in the hood?
Crack cocaine? The Iran-Contra man. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that's him. He was vice president, meaning he was running shit. You pick something negative that happened to black folks in that time. He had something to do with it. This was not a nice man. I mean, you would take the guess that the person who ran the CIA for a long time would probably not be one of the nicest people on earth. And so I think he fits that criteria. And so, I watched. They had his little funeral. And my favorite white president, I know a lot of people are like, oh, you don't love Clinton. I was like, no, I wasn't partial to Clinton. My favorite white president has been and always will be George Bush. The last one, the junior. I love that guy. Oh my God, he was hilarious. I mean,
yeah, he kept us entertained, if nothing else, for sure.
He has never let me down. He is the ultimate goober. And so, his father dying, I'm like, I can't say I have anything. I can't say I'm sorry. I'm kind of glad he's gone. It's not wishing ill. I mean, I don't see nothing as a black man that I can celebrate. You know, it's like I remember Ice Cube and the homies when they did the Lynch Mob and they had the song Fuck You and Your Hero. This is kind of what applies here. Fuck you and your heroes. I mean, they're all talking about, oh, the end of an era and George Bush. I'm like, shh, man, we need some more of these eras to end.
Now that I agree, we do need some more of these eras to end. I do believe, though, or my opinion is, that anytime you have someone that passes away, I mean, I don't think it's not for us to judge. I think that's, if you believe in heaven or hell, then, or even karma, it comes back eventually. So I do feel, sympathy for the loss because I know what it feels like to lose someone. But other than that, I mean,
yeah. So are we sympathetic to evil people? I mean, are we feeling sorry?
I don't think it's a matter of, I think as a, in, you know, I'm a bleeding heart, and I'm about humanity, and I know we differ on this.
Yeah.
But I just feel like, they, you know, as a human being, you show compassion, you show empathy. And okay. even for people, and I know, you know, I'm a little bit Martin Luther King, I'm a little bit of Malcolm X, you know. Yes, we have to turn the other cheek sometimes by any means necessary on others, but, you know, I just, I think what has happened, we are still reaping what was sown into our communities.
Yeah.
You know, the drugs and all that, so.
And this is the guy that was in charge of that.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it is hard to feel, you know, compassion and empathy and sympathetic for the family, but at the same time, as a person who is lost, if you've lost anybody, you know, it's still a sad time.
You know, you lose people, but I mean, they're evil. I'm saying I don't feel sorry for evil people. I can't. It just doesn't register in me. I don't see how we can, I mean, compassion. I mean, I'm not walking up to them, cussing them out. I ain't calling them out. Yeah, your daddy ain't shit. I mean, you know, I'm not doing that. So I guess that's compassion.
Yeah, it is.
I don't have nothing good to say about him. And I'm actually breaking my rule. I'm sorry, Grandma. When you don't have nothing good to say, don't say nothing at all. In this case, he was so evil. He was so evil. I kind of have to say something. If I don't say something, I would not feel good about myself. You know what? After I'm done with this, after I have vented about George H.W. Bush, I'm probably going to sleep like a baby. Sleep long and hard, and I'm gonna wake up blissful in the morning. Like, you know what? I woke up and I this demonic. I mean, how evil was this cat? How evil was this cat? Aside from all the stuff that I said that he did and the millions of lives that he ruined through the drug trade, by the way. No, thank you. We're talking about he had a funeral for the public, you know, the whole dignitary funeral. And then they had the funeral for his demon-worshipping homies, devil worshipers, or as we say, the private ceremony. That was for him and his initiative. Well, they probably doing the satanic rituals, whatnot. I mean, I'm speculating. I'm just talking. I'm just saying this is the evil guy. And he had evil friends. And they did evil things. I mean, nobody came out and talked about all the good that he did. Nope, nobody said it. What did he accomplish that was positive for people?
Well, I will say that he has donated, and I know you're going to be like, so what? But he has donated, and he has a continuous donation, charitable giving, whatever, I don't know what you want to call it, to the NAACP, or is it the United Negro College Fund?
Okay,
one of the
so,
two.
Okay, so he gets a tax write-off for propping up the coon that we talk about all the time. So he is the one that helps all these coons stay relevant. No thanks.
And that's what I figured you said.
I'm sorry. So
I'm just saying for the listeners, there's somebody out there who feels like that's a good thing.
Oh, yeah, coons are like, thank you, boss, thank you, master, hook us up, because they wouldn't be relevant if the evil folks like him didn't prop them up. Because it ain't like they got a fan base with the regular black folks.
Yeah, I agree. So, but, you know, for those of us who are not aware of the NAACP and just know that it's, you know, it helps black folks or colored folks or the United Negro College Fund, you know, that it helps black folks or colored folks. They think that's a good thing, you know. Anytime you help out the colored, then it's a good thing. They don't necessarily understand what it means, so.
That's what we're saying.
Well, anybody who donates, that's what I assumed that they were feeling.
Yeah. Tax write-off.
No.
Help.
Yeah.
Help. I mean, because remember, you know, these are the guys that propped up. What's the black dude that's on the Supreme Court?
Clarence Thomas,
yes. He's their boy.
Yes.
No, thank you. I'm just saying, if somebody can say something aside from him propping up Coon, aside from the fact that he helped ruin millions of lives, and did all kinds of countless evil things that we will probably never, ever learn about.
Recover from.
Right. So name something. I would please email me smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Tell me about George H.W. Bush's accomplishments.
Charitable.
Yeah, charitable. Whatever. Them
well,
accomplishments.
I'm just saying, because I mean, they say he was accomplished by being in the CIA. They, you know, that's an accomplishment.
Right.
So, I mean, when you say an accomplishment, then is it for, are you looking for just an accomplishment or something that was beneficial to people?
But he was, 'cause
you can accomplish lots of things and not be beneficial.
He was very beneficial to evil white people's cause.
Okay, so you're looking for beneficial to everyone or minorities, or what are you asking?
It is sarcastic. He's not beneficial.
Well, somebody's going to send you an email.
Well,
you want that email, don't you?
Right. I said, send me an email if you can tell me something positive that this dude did that benefited the world that had nothing to do with killing folks. I'm just saying. So I see it every morning. I turn on the news, check the weather, and they're talking about this guy. This guy. So, you know, that's my piece.
And you can't expect them to say anything bad about him and his death, though. So, you know, that's not going to happen.
I don't expect people on TV to say it. That's why I'm saying it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
On my show, you know what, we can talk about how evil he was. I mean, if we went down the line on all the evil that he did, we probably could do a whole damn show. Two shows, extra long, 2 hours. That's a show for a whole nother day. Woo!
Right.
So, on that note, I am Mr. F the N Word, and for Miss Brown Sugar, we are Smooth Drama. Thank you for listening, and we are out. Oh, if you're going to First Friday, we'll be out there. NTC Comics. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you got smooth drama.